Good morning. Hallelujah. Jesus, we honor you. We come to you in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Let's all stand to our praise and worship together this morning. Yes, Lord, you are my strength. Hallelujah. We praise your name.
Oh, You are the God of miracles. You are the God. I am afraid. are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs, songs of trust in you. Let the weak not say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. Lord, you are my hiding place. Always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust. Father, we hide in you. Your name, Lord, is a strong tower. And as one sanctified and made holy, righteous, because of your shed blood, we run into this place of safety. For you are our refuge. You're the God who fights for us, the God who helps us, the God who upholds us with the right hand of your righteousness. Where can we go but to you, Lord? Our present help in the times of trouble. Deliver us from the accusations of the enemy. We hide in the safety of your love. Deliver us from the suspicions and the agitations of the enemy. For Lord, who is like unto our God, our refuge and our strength? We trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say, I am strong in the strength of the Lord. You are, Lord, my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, deliver me. Say I am strong. Baraka. We find safety in you, Father. And we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you trusting in the Lord today? Never give up on the Lord. You know, life is filled with challenges. In fact, you may say it this way, that you are either going to a challenge, or you are in a challenge, or you're getting out of a challenge. I don't want to say trouble. But that's life. But before you get into a situation, or while you are in the situation, or getting out of the situation, one thing we can truly embrace: God will never leave you nor forsake you. The God we serve is not a quitter. Amen? Say with me, my God is not a quitter. Praise the Lord. That's not part of his vocabulary. He's my healer. He's my peace. He's my redeemer. He's my provider. He's my good shepherd. Hallelujah. Who is the Lord to you? Who's the Lord to you? Pastor Pat, tell me. Huh? I said, who is the Lord to you? Jesus? Is he your peace? Is he your joy? Is he your... What is that? He's your peace. Who is he to you? Your healer. Amen. Who is he to you? Come on. Give me something. Speak it out loud. Your everything. I like that one. He is my everything. He's my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave his life for me, made everything new. He is my everything. Now what about you? He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave his life for me, made everything new. He is my everything. Now how about you? Now how about you? He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. Time, he's my everything. He is my everything. He is my all. He is my. Praise the Lord. Don't forget that. He is your everything. Whatever you need God to be, He will be. That's why when Moses asked the question, "Who should I tell them sent me?" He said, "Just tell them, I am that I am." You need a door? I'm the door. You need water? I am the water of life. You need peace? I am your peace. Praise the Lord. Whatever I need, God will be to me. Do you believe that this morning? God will be whatever I need Him to be in my life. When I need a physician, He'll be the physician. When I need finances, resources, He will be Jehovah Jireh. When I need protection, He'll be the banner over me. When I'm discouraged, He'll be that one who comes alongside of me and says, "There is a lifting up." Whatever it is, cast your cares upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and power. Cast your cares upon Jesus. Look full into His wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strange, dim in the light of His glory and praise. What a friend we have in Jesus. And griefs to bear. What a privilege! What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace! Oh, what peace we offer. Have a care? Is there something disturbing you this morning? Is there a challenge that you're facing? Something that you don't seem to have a handle over? Cast it onto the Lord today. Give it to Him. Just give it to Him. Don't carry any of those burdens. Don't carry those griefs. On this, the 11th month of 2024, on this, the third day, whatever the challenge is, it is fixable. It's your marriage, your children, your business, your relationships, your job. What is it? What is it that is challenging you right this very moment? While Mama is going to come to pray, whatever it is, if there is something that is bugging you, it seems you've tried everything and nothing is working, why don't you just take a moment and just come up here and say, Lord, I am casting this care. I'm casting this problem before you. I'm not going to pick it up ever again. I'm leaving it with you. If you have that, just come. Do you want to keep it? If you want to keep it, stay where you are. Come on, Lord. Kariba shaka tarima. It doesn't matter how big it is, God is bigger than the problem. Let God meet you right now. Narato seke barashaya. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And we find a friend so faithful, cast your cares. Who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Jesus, we trust you. Hallelujah. Marashakritaba.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Please just try to hang in a little bit and children, you're going to stay till I finish. I know I pray for you and then you leave, but you're going to stay because I was going to pray prayer for everyone. So I think this is the doing of the Lord this morning. So a lot of people, things that you are carrying, I'm praying to God that it will fall off you. In the name of Jesus. I've seen this scene play before me before it happened. So the Lord is going to do something about every one of us. Say amen. So children, you hang around till I finish. As many of you that can get to the altar, do so. All right. So I'm going to... So you're going to wait till I finish reading the word. Then I'm going to pray a specific prayer over us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we give you praise. There is nothing that is hidden before you. There is nothing that your eyes cannot see. There is nothing that you cannot do. We thank you for all our lives. We thank you that even before there is a need, you have seen it and you are able to solve it. So, Lord, we surrender our lives to you. Thank you for another day that we can bless your holy name. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to come to your house. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for all our children, biological children, spiritual children, partners, extended families, and those standing before me and those hearing the sound of my voice. We commit everyone from age 120 plus to zero form before your hands. Those in the womb, those in seed form, those walking every decade of life, touch every life. Strengthen everyone. You are truly our hiding place. We put our trust in you. Every other thing fails, but you are the God that never fails. Our hope is in you. Our life is in your hand. Take charge of our lives. Have your way in our lives. Let us continue to magnify your name. Every need met according to your riches. In glory by Christ Jesus. You are only the supplier that we put our trust in. So we give you praise. Father, thank you for healing, restoring, and making whole your children. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We welcome your Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. Let it rest upon us, upon our church, upon our families, our neighborhood, our city, our nation. Move mightily in our midst and in the service this morning. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We give you praise. So I'm going to quickly read the scripture and then I'm going to pray a specific prayer over us. I do it the way the Lord asked me to. So you don't need to go to your seat. Just stay where you are. And if you can get to the altar, get there. And let the Lord do something special for you. It's going to be a simple prayer, but I believe something powerful is going to happen in our lives. Say amen. Psalm 139, there are 24 verses. I'll read it quickly, and then I'll do the prayer. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my laying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea. Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, Lord, hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Say amen. Nothing about you is hid from God. So he's aware about your life. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuous were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Every part that is broken in your life, may you have a spare part from the heavens of heavens. God has every member of your system written down, and he's able to provide. Say, Lord, I receive spare parts for every broken part. In the name of Jesus. Say amen like you mean it. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I'm still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thy enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? Am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Do not love what God hates. If God hates something, hate it yourself. Love what he loves. Say amen. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So I'm going to pray that prayer now, and the rest of you, if you have not made your way to the altar, make sure you make it there, because I do know that everybody need a touch from the Lord this morning. He who set up things for you, make sure you take things when they come for you. Take it at that moment. Even me, while I'm praying, my hands are lifted up to him. Father, I give you praise. Everybody, close your eyes, lift your hands to heaven. And those of you at home, tell God to touch you where you are at. Say amen. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we need you. We need your touch this morning. We give you praise, Lord. It doesn't matter what we have said. If we have said things that we shouldn't have spoken, and they have come into existence, into our life, we ask, O God, that you remove them. Every darkness. You always say, even if I say, surely darkness cover me. So those are evil words spoken that has brought darkness. Say, the night shall be light about me. Father, let there be light over every one of your children. Every one of us. Whatever darkness have hidden itself and is hanging around, be it health issue, wealth issue, a family issue, marriage issue, pain issue, whatever it is, oh God, every issue that is in the tissue, let there be light in the name of Jesus. He said, when it is night, it shall be day for us. Night turns to day immediately. Darkness turns to light immediately. Let every blanket of darkness and night fall off every one of us in the name of Jesus. Let there be light. Let the sword of the Spirit go to work now. Everything, whether we did it to ourselves or others did it, anything that has come in to invade your presence in our life, we say, let it be light and let it be day now. Every night, even when we sleep, it's night around us. When we walk, it's day around us. Day is perpetually day. Daily bread for us. Daily bread for us. Daily bread for us. Daily bread for us and our household. Daily provision. Daily goodness. Daily joy. Daily peace. In the name of Jesus, we speak your life over every one of us. God, who has set up things that are powerful around us, so let it be. So let it be in our lives. So let it be in our lives. Please stretch your hands towards the heaven and just let whatever does not belong to your life just fall off. You know, when you have a garment that you want it to roll away, let those dirty garments roll off and all those burdens roll off. Every child of God now, we surrender to you and we receive. Somebody say, Lord, I receive. I receive. Lord, I receive. I receive your goodness. I receive your light. I receive your joy. I receive your peace. I receive divine health. I receive divine wealth. I receive divine peace. In the name of Jesus, I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In Jesus' mighty name, somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say big amen. 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 Well, bless you, children. See you later. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's turned my night into day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for your word has gone forth and is doing marvelous things. Let every household have a testimony of what you have done. Impossibilities have become possible. Goodness have come. Joy has come. Joy has come. We don't have to wait till the morning. Joy comes in the morning. So you have made every night situation a morning situation for us, a day situation for us. We receive that goodness. We pray the same peace now over Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace, O God, to your people. Save your people, Lord. With all the war going on there now, Lord, only you can bring restoration and bring peace. Remember your people and deliver your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we commit our day and our night to you. Let us continually live in a day situation. We thank you, God, that today is a day of salvation. And we yield to you, O Lord. Lord, our nations praise you. Bless the sons and daughters of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Minister grace to them. Out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. So we receive that blessing for the nation of Israel, for Canada, for United States of America, for Nigeria, for Chile, for Argentina. And Lord, we receive it, O God, even for Spain. Save your people, Lord. Save your people and give them peace. All the islands of the seas and all First Nations. Lord, touch your people, Lord. Where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord today, for that person's sake, save that nation. Hear the cry of your sons and your daughters. And Lord, give us leaders. As many nations are doing elections at this time, pick the right leaders and the right team of people who will help to guide the nations to the right direction. Where God is God and where the people will be blessed, and where they live in righteousness, and where they rejoice. Remove wicked leaders and bloodthirsty men and women from our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, say amen. Say amen. Father, be in the service this morning. Heal your people. Those that are sick, We send your healing virtues to them. Be healed. Be restored. Be made whole. Be in the service, Lord. Let your word come with power, with grace, with favor, with mercy, with truth, healing and deliverance, and testimonies and blessings. In Jesus' mighty name, bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, the receiver of the word, and those who publish the word by telling somebody that Jesus loves them. He saves, he heals, he delivers, and he's our redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise God. Bless you, Apostle.